Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, recently, back in the month of June, we were privileged to have Josh Zacharias and his wife, Ira, here with us in our candidate school because Ira needed to complete her second year. And, of course, they came from Australia to do that, and now they're back there, and they give us some good news. Brother Zacharias tells us about their station outreach. Eric, I exclaimed as I tapped his shoulder. I'd met Eric a couple of weeks before during our station outreach, and now he was there again. He had been really interested about Christ, and I shared the gospel with him. Thankfully, he was still interested, and we were able to talk again and answer another one of his questions about God. And even better, he attended church the following Sunday, and we have continued to be in contact. Would you please pray for his salvation? And then discipleship, we're glad to report that we have finished our first round of discipleship with four individuals or families in our church. There are others who have done some already, but have not completed it totally. But we're going to continue emphasizing discipleship, and in time, our prayer that everyone will become more grounded. Last discipleship meeting, we prayed for God to bring more to be discipled, and we'd love to have you join us in that prayer. So pray for the Zacharias. Australia is not necessarily the easiest place to work, but ask God to bless them there. Well, of course, he mentions that they came back in June to the U.S., and we came so that Ira could complete her second week of candidate school. And then while in the U.S., we were able to report to six supporting churches with another one planned before they headed back to Australia. And they got to meet their newest niece for the first time. And while it was a short trip, we believe it was productive. And they're back at their ministry in Melbourne. Well, Graceway, that's the church, Graceway Baptist Church, in our absence, Brother John Cerrone has been filling in at Graceway. He's the one who introduced me to Australia with my first mission trip down under back in 2018. He came 15th of May, and we introduced him to the church family in preparation for our departure on the 22nd of May. And on 17th of May, Ira and the ladies attended a ladies' banquet at Calvary Baptist Church, and we had seven in attendance from our church. Let me just pause there to remark, this is a new church plant, so to have seven ladies already, that's a great thing. And during the last couple of weeks while we've been gone, we've had a couple of visitors and even a profession of faith, and that's wonderful news. And then they have some upcoming events. We're planning a family fun day and a youth night, which is this very week, actually. And we'll have some help from Brother John and some students from Pensacola Christian College. And then on 9th through the 11th of July, there will be a discipleship taught by Dr. Dan Troutman, a teacher at Pensacola. And finally, on 26th and 27th of July, we have a hymns concert and special service for our first church anniversary that's planned. There's a lot to prepare once we return to Melbourne. We would really appreciate your prayers for all these events and that God would work in and through us as we do these events. Well, pray that people would be saved there in their new church and that the believers who are there would be disciples and grow in their lives and that great things would happen there in Australia.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.